didn't fall into the trap. Okay, Monday night, Orla Chavdalet Kislev. I got a good deal with a taxi. With a taxi driver, I made up. I got a good deal. My question is only, is it taka kedai to go Derech Min HaRoad? Someone was worried to me, if you go Derech Min HaRoad, you travel much more local driving in Yerushalayim. And there might be a lot of traffic in the streets of Yerushalayim. I'm from Sanhedria. So I'm really right near Kvish 1, but the terrible traffic on Hanukkah.
Oh, there's terrible traffic.
All over. But not Minarot. Minarot is like clean.
No, Minarot gets backed up in the actual Minarot. But once you pass that.
But I'm leaving 7 o'clock. It's not. 7 o'clock. I'm leaving my house 7:15. 7 o'clock, 7:15.
So it's not real rush. Right. You won't get to the, right.
My question is, someone was more that if I go Derech Min HaRoad, I'll be a lot on the streets of Yerushalayim. Someone was more, you know, people.
But the coming from Sanhedrin, it depends what part of Yerushalayim you're coming from.
Sanhedrin.
You could just go on to Begin and take it to Gilo.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway, I made up with a guy a very good price, and he's going to take me home, so no problem. I mean, it's a shame. There won't be anybody to talk to. That's not a problem. Come on, we can't let the Yevonim win, we always say, right? Perek Yud Gimel, Shmaitzer Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. Shmaitzer Beis, Perek Yud Gimel. So he is going, again, hang in there, Abosai, to Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, Perek Yud Gimel, he brings down the Shmuel's Memra, that the Gemara is exploring Shmuel. At the end of the day, Shmuel's din is the din of Kalanitza Tzavik B'Shuzai, Kalanayla Tzavik B'Shuzai, Alav Lahaviraya, right? The Baal Apora was Moshech. I'm going to get it right one day. The Baal Ha. I'm challenged. The Baal HaChamor was Moshech the Pora. And now you found the Chamor dead. And the question is, when did the Chamor die? Because, right, Kenyan Khalib and the Baal HaChamor is Moshech the Pora, now we find the Chamor dead in the Baal HaChamor's house. And he wants to say, of course, that he's not the Baal HaChamor anymore. He's the former Baal HaChamor, or some would say the Baal former Chamor. Anyway, so Shmuel's din is al Baal HaChamor lo viraya. He has to bring the Raya, even though he's ostensibly a Muchsuk in the Pora, that he was Moshech. So the Gemara talks about Kala, Kala Beveis Aviha, Kala Beveis Baila, being Motzi, being Machzik, having a Cheskos Aguf, not having a Cheskos Aguf. Toisvis, Shmaitzer zeroes in on Toisvis, who comes in into the Gemara at the stage of the Gemara that Shmuel meant the Baal HaChamor Bedavka has to bring a Raya, meaning in the Maskon of the Gemara, Shmuel is not prejudiced against the Baal HaChamor. It's Kol Mishanoyla Nasofik Bershusoy Alav Lavi Raya, where we found where the Chamor was dead. So, but at the point where the Gemara thought that Dafka the Baal HaChamor has to bring the Raya, so what's going on, Tosfos asks. The Baal HaChamor has a Cheskos Mamon. The Baal HaChamor has a Cheskos Aguf, that it died at the later time. So like, why should he have to bring a Raya? He's the Muchzik in the moment, and the Cheskos Aguf is on his side. Tosfos answers, you have a concept of Chazaka Dahashta. And there is such a concept that we find in Maseches Tyrus, Kol HaTumas Keshas Metziyoson, that if someone touched, people were sleeping, he touched, and in the morning he found that it was the body that he touched is dead, so Kolatumas Keshas Metziyoson. We have to assume, we have to be Choshesh, I'm not sure, it's not a Din Vadai, that, look, we see him dead, so dead is dead. And we don't follow the Cheskos Chai. I don't know if they're synonyms. It's sort of like Kanimtsa Kanhoya and Ein Machzigereus of Rishus L'Rishus. I'm sure, again, to delve into it further is beyond what this shiur could do. I'm sure that the very fact that there's a memra called Kol HaTumas Keshas Metziyoson, so that right away puts up warning signals in my head that it's not a regular Chazaka Dahashta, and that would be universally true in Kol HaTorah Kula, because then why say Kol HaTumas Keshas Metziyoson? Why make it sound like a rule in Tumah? So there must be something more going on. But the Shmai is not going into it because it's not his point. It's not his point. Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, Toysa says you go Bosa Chazaka Dahashka sometimes. So Shmuel here is also going Bosa Chazaka Dahashka. Kiven the Ishtaka Chachamor de Meis, Kihechi the Ach of Meis, Kenyish Lono Lachziko, Shoyomez Gam Koidim, the Kola Tumis, Kishas Mitsiosan. The Dafka Gabi Mises Chamor, that Toysa is bothered by since when is a Chazaka Dahashka stronger than a Chazaka de Meikara, Adarabba, all over we find that it's not stronger. So Toysa says, V'davka gabi mitzvahs chamor, that's our case, v'gabi mum is when the tabuch bought the animal and it turned out to be a treifa. I'm sorry, mum is kala, you're right, v'gabi machat, that's the case. V'gabi machat, shenimtzvahs v'beis hakoysus, in all these cases, islam l'meimer hachi, that the mum lefanecha, you know what it is? I'm thinking, I don't know about mikveh. Mikveh is also harechosol lefanecha, like you see the mum in front of you. But in other cases where you have a reyus on the chazaka d'mei kara, like the get is karav lo, so you still follow the chazaka d'mei kara, even though it has a reyus on. But here we're talking about something much stronger than a reyus on. We're talking about a chazaka d'hashta. We say harei meis lefanecha, harei mum lefanecha. So really, the mikvah also is harei chaser lefanecha. So it's not clear. So Taisa says these three things are very powerful, and you go b'sa chazaka d'hashta. Let's move on and see what the Shmaitza does with that. Havad the kala beveis. Taisus, he asks, v'had the kala beveis chamiha. So in the sefer, if Shmuel's going basa chazaka dahashta, so how does Shmuel explain the sefer of the Mishnah that if they found mumin b'shus habal al habal ha'viraya, why don't you say you go basa chazaka dahashta? So why should he have to bring a raya? Adrabba, we say that the mum is there before erison. If Shmuel's point is, Taisus is all in the Havamin and the Gemara before the Gemara came along with Kanimsa Kanhoyim. So we're at this point where we understand Shmuel to be a din of Chazaka, and we understand him to be a din of Chazaka Dahashta. And for some reason we're following Chazaka Dahashta here in these cases. So then, how does he understand the Sefer of the Mishnah where the Mum was found after they were married? And you say ala ba'ala havi raya, so why don't we say adrabba? Why don't we say that?
Go backwards.
Yeah, why don't we say chazaka d'hashta? Hari mum l'fanecha, so she always had a mum. See, the Gemara didn't consider yet, that the very fact that this is a different reshus than before makes a difference. No, it's just a question of time. So if we follow the Chazaka d'Hashta when you find the dead Chamor, why don't you follow the Chazaka d'Hashta when you find the mum in the woman? So Tosfos says, "Vad the kalav beis chami ala bala haviraya mishum," and this is like mchinami amrin and kamoish anu moitzim mum ato kein haya kaidem kenisa. Achati yisla lameima d'mishen esar sonoilad b'mum. Even going back in time doesn't clear the Baal, because it could have happened after Erison. Hilkoch Islok Suba. You'll say, so wait a second, so keep going back in time until you know for sure she didn't have a mom. Like, what? You go back in time, but that doesn't help the Baal much, because it happened after Erison. He still has to give Ksuba. So, okay, thank you. Go back in time, and it happened before the Erison. So Taisa says, "To chuli haylo yamrinon, to cut." You don't. He says, "You know, if you know how to play chess or checkers, it sounds weird. It sounds very weird. You only go back one space. You don't go back two spaces. To chuli haylo yamrinon, to cut the merisid, to cut them shnei rishuyos, hayabomum al yedei masha anu moitzu machshav." Abu Bevesovia, but if you found the Mum Bevesovia, even after Erison, Ema Koydim Lakhnisus Rishus Zeh, Hoya Kamoshu Ato at Kamashain Taisus. The Divri Taisus Rechambiur, Shmaita doesn't understand Taisus. Just like we don't understand it, he doesn't understand it. But Meshekosu Dloy Amrinan Kishas Mitsiyoson, that we don't say Hazoka Dahashta, you don't go back two spaces. Mamai Lo Nema Kishas, Shmaita is very interesting. He doesn't attack, like, why shouldn't you? He says, okay, I'll accept your premise, so just go back one at a time. He's got to go back one, and then go back another one. But now that's really, I don't understand why he asks the question that way, because that's not fair. Because you go back one when you see it in front of you. When you just have the chazaka telling you that it existed, so you can't ask Akasha, why don't you go back another one? It's not based on fact anymore. It's based on the din chazaka. You don't know who was there. He's saying, like, look what he says. He says, "Vamayloi neima." He asks Akasha in a funny way. I would want him to ask Akasha, like, what in the world are you talking about? Go back one step instead of two. He says, "Vamayloi neima kishas mitziyosan achshav." Kain hayu be'erison. For had the neiman then say step two, kamosha hayu be'erison kain hayu kaidem erison. Even though the shusachas mahani chazaka kishas mitziyoson, so they'll accept your premise. So why don't you go back one step twice? That has an easy answer, I think, because the second time you're not your jump off point is not something you know. It's something you've said was there mitzad chazaka, the hashta. So you say, just like it's there now, it was there one rishus ago.
Could it almost be?
That Tosis says. I don't know. I wish you would ask the kasha why one and not two. But to ask, okay, one, and now that we've established that it was there before by Erison, go back another one. Like, that's not a kasha. You don't know it was there by Erison. You're only saying
mitzvah. It almost sounds like a stretch thing. It almost sounds like we're sort of going into it sideways.
So he is going to give an answer. Vadira. He's going to explain this whole Indian. Put on your seatbelts. Kivan the chazaka shaloinis barara. Now you should add the word at the time when we need it. He's going to explain what it means. A chazaka that was not known to us at the crucial point in time that we want to use it as a jumping off point. Lav chazaka. He's going to explain. The best is to learn his example. It's a Tosis Yisayin and Chulin, and he's going to bring down the Tosis. So that's the best place to learn it from. What is he talking about? Now the Gemara is looking to learn out the Din of Rov. Good old Ruben Delessa, come on. And the Gemara says you can learn it out from the fact that the Torah wrote a parsha called Parah Aduma, and you burn the Parah after you shecht it, and you're not checking it for treifas, and maybe it's a treifa, and it's not a good it's not a kosher Parah Aduma. Apparently the Gemara knew they didn't check it for treifas, they had to burn it all up after they shechted it. So the Gemara, and you can't check Devarim Panimiyim, you don't check Devarim Panimiyim. So the Gemara says you go Basaroy. If you don't go Basaroy, how can you burn it up without doing a thorough checking? Maybe it's a trefa.
How could you even go Basaroy if there have only been or only will be 10 Paraduma? I mean, how do you come up with a road with that?
It's a room of the lesser, come on. Hello?
But we
very terrible time. In the middle of giving shiur, and I give shiur from now until tonight until 10 p.m. My 10 p.m. Okay, or again, after my 10 p.m. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Tosfos asks.
Paraduma, in terms of robe, it's part of all paros?
Yeah, yeah, why not? The physiology of the animal is the same. The fact that it's a paraduma has no change in being part of the robe. Animals are not trefos. Gabi paraduma, okay. Now, Tosfos asks, what's the raya you go bosa robe? Maybe it could work with the following way. A parah has to be 2 years old. So once it hit the 1 year mark and it didn't die, so it's huchzak that it's a kshera. Because a trefa dies within a year. So it certainly wasn't a trefa in its first year. Or it wouldn't have lasted, it wasn't born a trefa. It certainly wasn't born a trefa, because the trefa dies within a year, and so it wouldn't have lasted a year. So when it hit the 1 year mark, a parah is in its second year, actually. The lashon of the Chazal and of the Torah is different than our lashon. When Chazal say parah bashtayim, it's a year earlier than we would call bashtayim. We call bashtayim 2 years old. If I would tell you, what does it mean bashtayim? So most people would translate it as 2 years old. And if you're talking about a parah bashtayim, so once 1 second goes by, it's in its third year. The Gemara has a different way of dating it. When the Gemara uses the word bashtayim, it means it's in its second year. We would call that parah 1 year old. My kid, he's 11 years old, but he's 11 years old when he's in his 12th year. That's what we call 11, because we go with the complete year. In the Chumash, and in Mishnayos, and in Gemara, they called the year old in the year of you are. When it says Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. When he went to Paro. So, you make a cheshbon, you say. Right, because if he was 80 and the Makkos took a year and they were in the Midbar for 40 years, so why when he died was he 120? He should have been 121.
We count a lot of things like that. So, women count their weeks of pregnancy like that in their 20th week. It's 19 and something.
No. No.
I'm just saying the way we count.
You're talking about Mixus Kukulo. I'm talking about, we only call it, if we say Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, mm-hmm. we mean 80 complete years. And he's really in his 81st year. That's not the lashon of the Torah. When it says Kvasim B'nei Shonosim Yimim, that the Kevas has to be Ben Shana, it doesn't have to be 1 year old. Adarabba, it cannot be 1 year old, but we call 1 year old, because once it's what we call 1 year old, it's what the Gemara and the Mishnah calls Ben Shtayim. It's in the second year of life.
So do we do that when we're growing fruit and stuff like that? Does that apply there as well?
It applies to everything. It's just a way of calling it, just what you call it. We say a kid gets bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old. But he really is getting bar mitzvah in his 14th year. He's in his 14th year when he's bar mitzvah. The way the halakha refers to it to reflect that is ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad. That's how they show that they mean 13 complete years. They don't mean in his 13th year. If it would just say a kid gets bar mitzvah ben yud gimel shana, then by the lashon of Chazal, he would get bar mitzvah in his 13th year. If he was born in Kislev, he would get bar mitzvah in his 13th Kislev of life. So why didn't they say Ben Yudalit? I don't know. But they wanted to express that it's 13 is the magic number, but it means 13 complete years, and now you're in your next year, and that's where this lashon comes from, Ben Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yoyim Echad. Because if you just say Ben Yud Gimel Shonim in the Lashon of Chazal, it means in his 13th year. By saying Ben Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad, You're saying he finished his 13th year and now he's in his 14th year. Why they don't call it Ben Yudalit Shana, I don't know.
That's kind of what I was getting at. If you said Ben Yudalit Shana, it would mean any time in that year.
Yeah, like, well, obviously it means on his birthday.
I don't think so. Because what we're talking about now is Ben Shana. It means within the first year of
life. No.
Right,
yeah, but it becomes possible. It becomes in the second year of life. The keves becomes possible to be a carbon Pesach or a carbon Tomid on its birthday.
Right, but you could
be any time before that.
Yeah.
That year.
Yeah, that's what it means, Ben Shana.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, it could be any time within the year.
Yeah, well, it could be any time.
Yud Gimel Shana v'Yom Echad, it's clear that day.
Only
Yom
if
Echad,
born
one
that
day after.
Right. Only on his birthday.
Yeah, but you don't have
we
to.
We know it's his birthday. Really, okay, good.
Okay, whatever.
But this is important to know, because you can always make a mistake by a year. When it says Bara Bashtayim, it means if a Rebbe is teaching it to his class, you should remember the kids call that 1 year old. Not 2 years old. Once it's 2 years old, it's no good anymore, according to that shita. Or a keves, to be a carbon tamid, or a carbon pesach, has to be ben shana, it means in its first year. Once it's what we call ben shana, it's possible. So that has to be remembered. Al Kaponim, Taisa says, again, this is an important insight. An animal.
In calculation with Moshe, only have the same problem.
He was in his 80th year when he stood before Baro.
Isn't he in
his 80th year. That means they went out of Mitzrayim when he was in his 81st year. When he was in his 81st year. And 40 years later, he was in his 120th year. And he died 120 years on his birthday. So he was talking in his 121st year. He died Ben Meir Beth Roshana B'Yom Echad. In other words, he died on his birthday. So he completed his 120 year. So it's perfectly legitimate that the Cheshbon to say that he was in his 121st year. Now, a para that's in its second year already has a cheskas kashrus, that is not a trefa. Remember, we said, it's an important yisod to remember, an animal will have a chazakah. But if there's a chance, like a person has a cheskas kashrus, but if you're clearing about the daughter, let's say the kayan, a lady was nibble to a man and now she wants to marry a kayan, so she has a cheskas kashrus. The daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus because by the daughter with misupik, maybe it's born that way. Maybe it was born with psul. So if you have a, forgetting about the ruba, the lesser kamon, that an animal's not a trefa, right? Mitzat chazoka, so you say, well, maybe the animal was born a trefa. Once it hits the 1 year old mark, though, it's established that now it's not a trefa. Now it could become a trefa tomorrow. It could swallow a pin, and it might have become a trefa the whole first year. It might have been 1 day old and it swallowed a pin. What we find out on its first, it could live for up to a year after becoming a trefer. It's very important. This is the point of Taisus and the Shmaitzer. We find out on its first birthday that this is an animal with a cheskas kashrus. It wasn't born a trefer. You find that out for the whole first year. You don't have a chazaka because maybe it's a trefer. Maybe it was born a trefer.
But you have road.
We're without road. Taisus is presenting. What's the raya? Ro, maybe chazaka. Right? Maybe it's chazaka. Because once it hits its first birthday, it has a cheskas kashrus, meaning we know it wasn't born a trefa. Now, it might have become a trefa on day one, swallowing a pin, and it's going to die the day after its birthday. But it has a cheskas kashrus now. Now, if you want to know if the animal is maybe a trefa, maybe it's, you have to talk about maybe it swallowed a pin. Maybe it bumped into the wall and broke the membrane covering the brain. So you say, okay, it has a cheskas kashrus. You don't need rove anymore. Rove is if you don't have a chazaka. If you're saying maybe the animal was born a trefa. So he's saying since the Gemara is bringing a raya from Parah Aduma, Parat Duma is in its second year. It's past its first birthday. So you know for sure it wasn't born a Trefa. So maybe what's functioning by Parat Duma is good old Chazoka that we know already. How do you know Rov? How do you know Rov? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Teretz is, and this is what you have to point out, that the Chazoka, you don't have a Chazoka about now. Your Chazoka is that, your Chazoka is only that it was born kosher, right? And the Cheskos Kasha is established when it's born. But the Cheskos Kasha is not, in other words, the critical point in time of the establishment of a Chazoka is when it's born. Right?
You know, you have to wait a year.
Oh, that's Tosis Teretz. So that's not Chazoka. If you didn't know about the Chazoka at the time when the Chazoka needs to have been established, you just find out later that it had a Chazoka a year ago, that's Tosis Teretz. That's, you can't use Chazoka. The Hikshu Mishum Davale Chazoka, right? So again, Tosis Kasha is Poros in its second year. It passed its first birthday. When it passes the first birthday, you know for sure it wasn't born a Trefa. If it wasn't born a Trefa, it has a Cheskos Kashrus. Now the Cheskos Kashrus is not now. The Cheskos Kashrus means it was born kosher. And as time goes on, you can always go back 1 year and say it had a Chazoka that it wasn't a Trefa when it was a month old. It has a Chazoka it wasn't a Trefa when it's 2 months old. But it's the same point. We don't care about that. Tosis proves from that, from the fact that the Gemara proves from Parah Aduma. The critical thing of Parah Aduma is that Parah Aduma has to be after the first birthday. That's why we can use it as our laboratory specimen about Chazoka and Rov, because we know it's past its first birthday. Because Parah Bashtayim, a Parah has to be past its first birthday. So Tosis says, Tosis proves from the fact that the Gemara proves Ruba the lesser come on from Parah Aduma that Mishum Davale Chazoka Shalonis Barra B'Shaita, it was a Chazoka that was not, it wasn't clarified that the Chazoka existed at the critical point in time when we're saying that that's why there's a Chazoka. We don't know that there's a Cheskos Kashrus when it passes its first birthday. We don't know that it had a Chazoka even a day ago or 2 days ago or 11 months ago or 11 months and 3 weeks and 6 days ago. The only Chazoka that's established is a year ago. So you only find out a year later that there was a Cheskos Kashrus a year ago. So Tosis says that's not a Chazoka. Remember, Chazoka means a status quo situation. A status quo situation, we go with the flow. We go with the status quo. And we say there's no Shinui. That's the longness of Chazoka. So Tosis is saying, you can probably see how, it's logical. Tosis is saying, Tosis Nishkin Chazoka. It's not a Chazoka. You can't call a status quo situation if it... You only find out later, a year later, you only find out a year later than it existed a year ago. So you can't say...
But wouldn't the Chazoka be effective today, though?
Effective, if it works, but you don't have a jumping off point. Your Chazoka has to be... Your Chazoka was only established... Your Chazoka is only established now. Chazoka needs... What does Chazoka mean? I know she was an Eish HaSish at one point in time, so I say she's an Eish HaSish now. I know it was high at one point in time, so I say it's high now. Here, the point in time is when it was born. And you only found that out a year later. When it was born, it was not established as a non-trefa. If someone would have looked at the animal when it was born, and you would say, is this animal a trefa? Maybe. We'll know in a year. That's not a chazoka. It's a major league you sold. You can't build a chazoka. You're already talking about the effect of the chazoka, the din of the chazoka, that we're saying now it's not a trefa. But that's already the din, the effect, the totsa'ah of the chazaka. We're looking for the basis to establish a chazaka. The base, right? It's like knowing a woman was an Eish HaSish at one point in time. When you first are... Now, I'm not talking about... If you find out a woman was an Eish HaSish, later, I'm sure Tosis wouldn't say his Yisod. Because that means you just found out. But it was always Begolui, it was always clear. He's not talking about finding out. He's talking about it materializing. It becoming this barrier doesn't mean you found out about it. No. You didn't read the newspapers. You shut off your computer.
You cut off
your computer and you went for a year without a computer, just to show it could be done. Then you wake up and you open your computer and you found out a woman became an Eish HaSish a year ago. So of course there's a chazaka. You just found out now. Big deal. But here we're talking about there was no establishment of the chazaka. The establishment of the chazaka that the animal becheskes kashrus only occurs on its first birthday, when we say, "Oh, it was born, not a treifa." Says Tosis, that's not a chazaka, and I can understand why, because there was never that what I'll call status quo situation, because now you don't go back in time. Now is now, and then is then.
Right, you don't go back in time, but let's say it's a year and a day later, okay? And today, though, would that not be... for the first year, we'd go according to Rove.
Okay. Forget Rove, okay. Without Rove, that's what Tosis is dealing with.
I understand, but I'm trying to lead up to something, okay? And then a year and a day later, can we not say the chazaka starts... Now.
No, because maybe it's a treifa. It might die in 11 months. Maybe it swallowed a pin yesterday. Your chazaka that says it's a vaday non treifa can only go a year ago. So you're always going back a year because it might have swallowed a pin yesterday. So the chazaka that the animal's not a treifa is only going to be...
Right.
Always it's going to be a year later.
Saying that you can't,
so that's Tosis' major league Yisod, because you do find out now, again, hey, the animal's chai. Hey, she's an Eish HaSish. You do find out now that it was a not treifa. Tosis is not playing games with the certainty that the animal was born a not treifa. He's playing games, so to speak, with the halacha of chazaka. And he's saying you can't have a chazaka de meikara that is first, that, again, don't make the mistake of thinking that Tosis is saying that you first found out about later. Not taking any further than that. That it was first established as a reality later. In other words, just to give a quick, I don't know why the example is any better than Tosis, but if a guy would be Makadosh and Isha al Tanai, and the Tanai is only al Tanai that, you know, that you do something in the future, and then she does the Tanai, you can't have the chazaka. Okay, there, you can't go back. There to be an example, because there you know she's an Eish HaSish now. Here you don't know it's a non-tray for now, because I said maybe it swallowed a pin yesterday.
I was going to ask him, because I got the
high
school, it's the same rule.
You're like an Olympic. You're Olympic. Let's make it slow, man.
You're not really Olympic. We just talked about a minute ago. The dead guy. He's worked by the same logic as the
Rutgers
Center.
I'm not listening.
Thank you.
We have to take it slow. You want to fully understand it, then go take it slow in the steps.
Is there no such thing as a simon trephus that could heal itself? Because we want to say if he's not a treifa now, so certainly when he was born it wasn't a treifa. But there can't be such a thing as like a mum that got healed, a mum that would have been treif and then got healed during the course of the year.
No, a treifa is a bodily defect that it doesn't heal. I mean, an ace could have happened.
I mean teva.
Wait, let's say yeah, so what?
So I don't understand how it would go back a year to say he had a chazaka from then. Maybe he was a treifa and he taka got healed.
Fine, we care about now. If it got healed, we're cool. We don't care that it was born a treifa. We want to know if it's a treifa when you're burning it.
Oh. Right, so, okay, so it doesn't matter. Right. Okay.
Okay, we'll stop here.
So, I'm going to hear a chazaka from that.
Are we learning tomorrow night?
That's right.
Are we learning?